Nice to have Augie Garrido join us again here on Sports Byline, longtime baseball coach at the University of Texas. And, of course, he has fielded 5 national championship teams, and 6 times he's been named the coach of the year. And if you take a look at his body of work between the University of Texas and Cal State Fullerton, his baseball teams have won more games than any coach in any sport in NCAA history. And he has a book out called Life is Yours to Win, Lessons Forged from the Purpose, Passion, and Magic of Baseball. I want to talk about the book just a little bit later on, Augie, but I think it ties in with the book and also your body of work. What has kept you motivated? Because invariably when somebody does something for a long period of time, they can kind of wane in their interest and their passion. But that's never been the case with Augie Garrido.
Well, what really keeps me interested in going to the ballpark every day, excited about what I'm doing, is not so much the game. It's about the people that I'm working with, my assistant coaches, primarily the players. And, you know, the magic age of 18 to 22, it's a combination of love and crisis management. So there's always lots of excitement going on. There's 30 people on the field at practice with 30 different personalities, and there ends up having to be one team, and there has to be oneness to make the team work, and just all of the things that come from giving to that one identity, the team, from every point of view, that includes the coaches and everybody else, and just developing those relationships, that's the excitement in it for me.
You found a level of satisfaction, and that level is at the college level, coaching baseball. Did you ever harbor any desire to coach at the major league level, and why is it that you found such satisfaction at the college level?
Well, Ron, I think that for me, baseball, you know, it's a game that I love for sure, but it's still a game. And in Major League Baseball, it's the greatest sport on the planet as far as baseball people are concerned, but it's still a game, and it's a business, and I really don't have the same feeling about using the people, meaning the players and coaches and everyone involved with it, for the betterment of the game. And in our industry, we use the game for the betterment of the people. And basically what you come to realize is coaching's one word, being the coach is one word, but what you really end up being is just another school teacher teaching people what you know to help them be successful and gain confidence so that they can overcome their fears and fulfill their destiny.
What is the player dynamic at the college level as compared to the pro level? Because you're absolutely right. Money comes into it at the professional level. But what is the dynamic and the driving force for the college player?
Well, I think that there's one of the big things is for them to become a professional player. And the biggest, one of the biggest reasons that players struggle out of high school when they sign is the lifestyle of the minor leaguer and the fact that it takes them longer, typically, to make it to the major leagues. And they have less success than the older player. And it gets down to one major factor, in my opinion, and that is the players are immature at 18. They haven't been away from home. They get homesick. They don't have a support system around them. And everything in their life changes when they sign that professional contract. And they emotionally, few of them are ready to make that long journey and hard journey through the minor leagues and have the kind of self-confidence it takes to make good choices and to keep themselves mentally prepared. Whereas the college player, being 3 years older, having a lot more experience academically and athletically and socially and making a lot more decisions, and they fail in college, you know, and that's part of the learning process. That's important. They experiment in social endeavors. They experiment in learning activities, and they fail. But there's people around them that are there to help them recognize how to take the next step and how to fight back and how to accept the challenges and be motivated by those failures rather than being lonely and unhappy. That's the biggest part of it.
Is there a sports simplicity with baseball that doesn't exist with the other two major sports at the college level? I'm talking about football and basketball because they are always on the radar scene. And of course, they are, you know, sports that drive, you know, the finances of universities in many cases. Is baseball different from that aspect, Augie?
I think it is different. At the University of Texas, of course, the expectations are exceedingly high, and the assumptions are that we're going to win the national championship every year. So the mantra that we have to stick with is we can't control the things around us, but we can control our response to it and keep it simple and keep it within the family and keep that team perspective and point of view going and not be distracted by all that goes on around us. And I think it trying to make that simple is easier in baseball than it is in basketball and football, where, you know, they're the financial drivers of the bus. And so I think it is easier for us, and I think the players really get close. And they're, you know, like in baseball, there's only 30 guys total, whereas in football there's a lot more. So I think it makes it harder for them.
Let me ask you another perspective question when it comes to college baseball. You know as well as I do, there was used to be, maybe 10, 15 years ago, a handful of college teams, a Stanford, a Texas, a University of Miami, that invariably, you know, they were the teams that were at the top of the list each year. Now you look around college baseball, you got North Carolina, you got South Carolina, you got Oregon State, which is tucked away in the northwest part of the country, having won two national championships. And how much has it changed, and why has it flourished and blossomed so well?
Well, there's no question that it's flourished and blossomed so well as a result of the folks in Omaha and the event at the College World Series. The NC2A and the way they leveled the playing field and made it possible for so many schools to be competitive by really putting a tight rein on the scholarship situation. With 11.7 scholarships, it's pretty hard to put a quality player in every position and build a pitching staff that it takes to win the national championship, so it levels the playing field. We also have the challenge of not dealing with the very best athletes in the country like football and basketball, although that has its demons and dark side too. But the truth of the matter is Major League Baseball is still taking the top athletes in the world through the Major League draft out of the colleges for the most part. So all of those things give everybody a much better chance, and it's a lot harder to develop continuity with the professional signings and that kind of stuff. So it's an industry that is more complex, although basketball is getting hit by it now. You know, they can take them after 1 year, and that's really hurt Rick Barnes and his basketball program at the University of Texas. He's had four outstanding players, including Kevin Durant, who have gone after 1 year to the NBA. So I think all of those things put together has leveled the playing field, and evolution itself with all of the media coverage and all of the outlets and combination of the NC2A, the people in Omaha, the commitment by university presidents and athletic directors to college baseball, recognizing that they really have a chance to win a national championship. That number of a few has grown to quite a big number, as you pointed out at the start of this interview.
We only have a minute before we have to break, Augie, but from a recruiting standpoint, have you had to change your message because of the competitive level of all those schools out there trying to get to that talent pool?
Not really. We're very fortunate. We have a great athletic director in DeLoss Dodds, and we have great facilities. If anybody's ever been online to see what the stadium looks like, they spent $50 million in the renovation of the baseball stadium. We have all the facilities. We have a great coaching staff. We have great academic support. We've had over a grade point average. Our grade point average run over the last 10 semesters has been over a 3 point for the entire team. So we have a great support system at the University of Texas.
And about 30 seconds before we break here, what is it that you stress with the kids that you're recruiting then?
Well, the first thing is pick a school that offers you the best possible education, because that is going to be the most important thing in your life when all is said and done. And then go to the athletic part of it, and then go to the scholarship part of it.
Augie Garrido is with us, and when we come back on the other side, he has a wonderful book out called Life is Yours to Win, Lessons Forged from the Purpose, Passion, and the Magic of Baseball. And Augie's teams have been a springboard to the major leagues for players such as J.P. Howe, Houston Street, Mark Kotze, Drew Stubbs, and Sam LaCour as well. And he is a guy that is far from a win-at-all-cost type of leader, and I want to talk to him about that because I think that's important in this day and age with young, developing baseball players. We do that as we continue across the country and around the world on Sports Byline.